Stepping forward in time to the music, Juliet Matthews held her dance partner's hand as delicately as she'd been instructed. Overhead, two massive chandeliers cast a brilliant glow across the Hawthorne House ballroom, the light from 1,000 candles bouncing off gemstones and beadwork. It was a crush, the first ball of the season, with footmen balancing trays of champagne and little iced cakes that looked a lot better than they actually tasted. Ladies paraded about like birds showing off their colourful plumage, while gentlemen stood in small groups discussing political issues, or whatever it was men liked to talk about. Juliet wasn't entirely sure, except for the fact that this appeared to be the subject of recent conversations between her brother Rafe, the Duke of Huntly, and her sister Amelia's husband, the Duke of Coventry. Skipping along the line of dancers while executing the complicated steps she'd been taught, Juliet considered how different her life was now from what it had been only 1 year earlier. Having spent most of her life in the slums of St. Giles, she wondered if she appreciated her good fortune more than her peers. After all, she knew what it was to go hungry, to live in squalor with not enough money for firewood in the winter, or to pay a physician's fee whenever she'd been sick. "You look enchanting this evening," the Earl of Yates declared while leading her in a series of tight little circles. His eyes sparkled with deep appreciation. Juliet liked him and always enjoyed his company, so she smiled at him warmly while saying, "And you look as dashing as usual, my lord." His hand closed more firmly around hers, and his gaze dropped ever so slightly, enough to replace the contentment she found in his company with something she instantly recognised as deep discomfort. "Perhaps we ought to discuss how wonderful we both look while taking a tour of the room," he said when the music was over and he was leading her away from the dance floor. His smile hadn't changed, and yet the brief consideration he'd given her mouth, the tightening of his hand, and the way his gaze had seemed to darken, urged Juliet to decline the invitation. Because as much as she favoured his company, she didn't want more than friendship from him, and she was becoming increasingly worried he might not feel the same way. "You are always so attentive toward me, which I appreciate," she began, hoping to let him down easy, "but I would like to visit the ladies' retiring room, if you don't mind." His smile faded and the glow in his eyes dimmed. "Of course not." He guided her toward the periphery of the room, stepped back and gave a curt yet respectful bow. "I thank you for the dance, Lady Juliet." Glancing over her shoulder, he said with a touch of dry humour, "It looks as though your friend is here to save you." Turning, Juliet looked in the direction Yates indicated and found her good friend, Miss Vivian Saunders, coming toward them. "Did I chase his lordship away?" Vivian asked when she was within speaking distance. Her aunt's marriage to a baron was what ensured her entry into society, even though said baron had long since died and his widow was in financial straits. As for Vivian herself, she had few prospects and little hope of marrying a man with a title. Juliet returned her attention to Yates, only to see his retreating back disappearing into the crowd. She sighed as she linked her arm with Vivian's. Together, they headed toward the door, leading out into the hallway where the ladies' retiring room was located. "I'm afraid I upset him." "I sincerely doubt that, Julie. You're always kind and considerate toward others." Juliet scrunched her nose. "I may have made up an excuse not to walk with him after our dance."
"Oh?
Oh?" Juliet glanced across at her friend. "What on earth does that mean?"
"Well, the man obviously likes you, a lot, and you do seem to like him as well, considering how much you smile and laugh when you are together."
Juliet thought about that for a second. "Am I supposed to pretend not to like dancing with a gentleman, simply to avoid making him think I might be encouraging a courtship?" Vivian squeezed the right side of her face together, as if it required great effort to answer that question.
"Pretty much, I think, although I'm really no expert."
They entered the retiring room where two other young women were fixing their hair in front of a mirror. Why can't a man and a woman be friends without either expecting more? Juliet whispered to Vivian, while one of the other women in the room giggled in response to something her friend had said. Perhaps because it's called the Marriage Mart, Vivian suggested, moving to a screened-off seating area and lowering herself to a comfy-looking settee.